For a free initial consultation, give us a call on 0191 281 8811 or visit lowes.co.uk for more details. Lowe's Financial Management. Personal finances are cared for personally. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Yesterday, neither side blinked in the race for football's Premiership title. Liverpool went top of the table briefly after their hard-fought 1-0 win at Newcastle early in the day, before Manchester City reclaimed the summit following a comprehensive 4-0 away win at Leeds. Norwich's relegation back to the Championship was confirmed after a 2-0 loss at Aston Villa, whilst Watford are on the precipice following their 2-1 home defeat off Burnley, a result that makes Everton's relegation worries even more intense. In boxing, Katie Taylor edged Amanda Serrano on points with a split decision victory in a classic encounter at Madison Square Garden in New York to retain her lightweight world titles. The final of Snooker's World Championship takes place between two former world champions. Ronnie O'Sullivan will be going for his 7th world crown after defeating John Higgins 17-11 and will face Judd Trump, who is looking for his 2nd title after coming through a last frame decider against Mark Williams. There was a 4th consecutive Grand Slam Six Nations title for England's women's rugby union side after they won the championship decider 24-12 against France in Paris.
Broadcasting on 102.5 FM in Newcastle and Gateshead. Online at novaradio.co.uk, on your mobile and on your smart speaker. This is Nova Radio North East.
Just running shy of 300 regulars matched by GM Imports 300.
Welcome to Team Talk, the show packed with enough horsepower to satisfy even the hungriest of the petrol heads. We've got a great show lined up for you this week, but first, this.
Maybe to go out on sound of the Inspiral Carpet, Saturn V opening up the show, and a big hello to you wherever you are. It is Team Talk, and it's me, George Harron, in the hot seat. Unfortunately, we don't have Vicky with us again. She's suffering still with her flu-like symptoms. Don't worry, it's not COVID, it's just the flu or the cold or something like that. But she will be joining us on the phone during the course of the show to talk about, well, the Imola Grand Prix weekend. What a race. Red Bull, of course, came away with a Grand Slam, but what's going on with Mercedes, ladies and gentlemen? They are way, way down the pack. Big pat on the back to Lando Norris, of course. And, well, commiserations to Charles Leclerc, who, well, was it greedy? Was it a rookie mistake? Well, we'll be finding out what Vicky thought about that as we go through the show. We're also going to be talking about, well, the new Lamborghini, the Huracan, and its latest rival, another Lamborghini with eyelashes in this particular one. So stick around. We've got some great music as well. And if you want to get in touch with the show, all you got to do is find us on Facebook at DH9Digital and follow the links to Team Talk, the show. That is, every petrolhead's dreams. We're also going to be talking about what's going on at the Car Barn down there in Beamish. And, of course, the supercars. They all got together this weekend for, their first outing of 2022. But first, I better take that.
to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Hey there, Mr. Blue, where's a place to be with you? Look around, see what you do. Everybody's wants to do. Hey there, Mr. Blue, where's a place to be with you? Look around, see what you do.
In the community, for the community, by the people of the community. This is Nova Radio, North East, 102.5.
Thank you. In a brand new weekly motoring magazine show.
They'll be discussing what's hot, what's not. Classics, prestige, styling, motorsports.
It's all here on Team Talk.
So get your question ready for the best motoring show on radio.
Email the team.
And tune in every week for Team Talk. Right here on your favourite radio station.
Since we were 16, we want the same things, we dream the same dreams, alright. Alright. I got it all, cause she is the one. Her mom calls me love, but dad calls me son, alright. Alright. Jaw trap when she's in those jeans, alright. Alright. I don't exist if I don't have her. The sun doesn't shine, the world doesn't turn, alright. Alright. But I know for sure. I never let it down before. And she knows that I'm never gonna. Everybody wanna steal my girl. Everybody
In 7 billion, that was the Adelaides with me, George Hannon, right here on Team Talk. Now, are you looking for a job? Well, Aston Workshop here in Beamish are looking for a parts advisor for classic and performance cars. Are you looking for an interesting opportunity with the heritage automotive industry? Well, due to the increase in workload, we are looking, say Aston, for an experienced, organized and conscientious individual to join our parts department. Somebody who is keen to learn and develop their skills to become part of the future of this renowned company. Now, the role represents a rare opportunity within the premium heritage automotive sector to gain a real hands-on experience in the very heart of our activities. Now, the successful candidate will work in conjunction with the existing parts team under the leadership of our workshop managers. Now, the duties will include handling high-level customer inquiries by phone and email, ensuring that the secure dispatch of parts to customers and use of the dealer management software in parts. Now, our relevant experience is necessary, but not a prerequisite. Now, Aston Martin product knowledge is highly advantageous as well, but again, not essential. Product knowledge will be given in-house training, and it will provide be provided to the right candidate. Now, a minimum of 3 years in a similar role is preferred, as are high levels of IT skills. Now, the working day is Monday to Friday. It's 40 hours a week. The salary is going to be negotiated at interview level, depending on your experience, of course. And if you want that job, email, have you got a pen? Dave@aston.co.uk. Dave@aston.co.uk, or full details can be found on the Aston Workshop Facebook page or aston.co.uk as well. There you go, a wonderful opportunity to go and work in a great professional team with some fantastic cars to surround you. Yes, none of your Ford Focuses here. Oh, no, no, you're going to be working alongside V8 Vantages. Yeah, DB9s, you're going to be working along DB5s, DB4s, DB6s, DB all sorts. And I'll tell you what, what an amazing opportunity to learn a skill, especially to somebody who, you know, might be young in years, who has experience and wants to move away from your common everyday garage on the sort of side of the road to something a bit more special. So there you go. If you want to look into that job, email dave@aston.co.uk, or get in touch with them via the Aston Workshop Facebook page. Aston Workshop is the link. Still to come, we're going to be talking about the Lamborghini Rio, the car with highlights and eyebrows. Oh, what a car it is as well. But first, a bit of Duran Duran.
information on Nova Radio North East. Visit our website, novaradio.co.uk.
Now, there are lots of supercars out there, but have you ever seen a supercar with eyelashes? Well, the Lamborghini-based Rio has the prettiest lashes of any hypercar, and maybe the fastest ones too. It's based on the Lamborghini Huracan, which, as we all know, is no slouch. It packs a potent V10 that produces 602 brake horsepower. It's a proper supercar. But a new collaboration between Envisage Group and 7X Design has created the Rio. It's a Huracan-based hypercar that supports a wild body kit, and it's needed to fully utilise a beefed-up powertrain, which now produces more than three times the power of a stock Huracan. Now, we don't know how the company achieved such an output of 2,000 brake horsepower, or just short of it, though we do know that Underground Racing tuned it. The Rio has a targeted speed of over 300 miles per hour, which is 482 kilometres per hour if you live in Europe, which would put it up there with the other supercar heroes. That speed needs a car with an exceptional aerodynamic package, and the new body kit greatly reduces its drag coefficient. And you know, that's a massive improvement, and one that's easily identifiable in the new car's bodywork. It's recognisable as a Huracan, but it looks less and less like its supercar base the longer you look at it. The front bumper extends to the hood's leading edge, which is lower. It sits above a massive opening. However, the biggest changes are in the rear, which is completely different to the Huracan. The rear mesh grille is larger and sits above the massive rear diffuser. The taillights do look similar, though they have a unique design. The eyelashes on the headlights aren't addressed, though they do look like a traditional automotive decoration. You know, the sort of thing the girls stick on their Renault Clios. I don't think they really fit on this particular car, but each to their own.
They're likely to help the airflow over the headlights, considering how vital the car's low drag coefficient is. The body is made up of carbon fibre, and each panel was designed to align with the Hurricane's chassis without affecting the monocoque's integrity. The final result is a wild-looking Lamborghini hypercar that has big ambitions. So stick around and look out for it. You'll find details on our Facebook page. And have a look at the pictures. Those eyelashes just don't do it for me.
Adam and the Ants are with me right here in the hot seat on Team Talk. Well, there you go. If you fancy yourself a car with eyelashes, the Hurricane, big sister or little sister, whatever you want to call it, is there for the taking. Now, we were just talking about jobs. Aston Workshop have just announced another job. There is a job vacancy at the Aston Workshops here in Beamish for a mechanic for modern and classic Aston Martins. Now, again, due to the increased workload, they have an opportunity for an experienced individual with a strong interest in classic sports cars to join the well-established team. Now, they're encouraging applicants from all candidates with classic or prestige mechanical experiences at a high level. The successful candidate will join the Aston Workshop automotive team, working on modern cars, heritage cars, and pre-war British classics as well. Now, the role involves all aspects of automotive mechanical repair, rebuilding, reassembly, road testing, and verification. And they are asking that you should have at least a minimum of 5 years' experience as a mechanic. Now, the working week is Monday to Friday, 14 hours. And again, pay is negotiable and it's based on your experience. And yet again, Dave's going to be a busy boy because you want they want you to email dave@aston.co.uk if you're interested in that role. So there you go. There's another job vacancy at the Aston Workshop for a mechanic. So if you fancy yourself working on these classic, prestigious supercars, pre-war classics, and all sorts of other heritage cars, then that's the job for you. And you know what it is? If I was 20 years younger and I could hold a spanner, I might even think about doing that myself. Right, still to come, we're going to be getting Vicky on the phone to find out what she made of this weekend's Formula One Grand Prix at Imola. As I say, it was a troubled weekend for Mercedes, but, well, a grand slam for Red Bull. So we'll be getting Vicky on the phone right after a bit of Take That Again.
You're everything I wanna be, but you're stuck in a hole, and I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see, but I know it's time for you to leave. We're all just pushing along, trying to figure it out, out, out. All your anticipation pulls you down, when you can have it all, you can have it all. It's not good for your health. I know that you can change, so clear your head and come round. You only have to open your eyes, you might just get a big surprise, and it may feel good. And you might want to smile, smile, smile. Oh, don't you let your demons pull you down, 'cause you can have it all.
Yeah.
Yes, it's Team Talk, and guess who I've got on the phone again? It's only our Vicky Steele. Hello, Vicky.
Hello, George. How are you?
Well, after last weekend's shenanigans in the Formula One, I think life could be a bit better for me and certainly a bit better for Mercedes. So let's get into it. Let's talk about this Formula One.
I don't know what you're talking about. I thought it was a fantastic weekend.
Well, of course, because the viewers and listeners to the show will know that Vicky is very much encamped in the Red Bull camp and I'm very much in the Mercedes camp. So we already have a little bit of a difference of opinion going on there. But what a weekend. The first weekend, of course, of the sprint races, Imola, and well, Verstappen seemed to have the measure on Charles Leclerc on the first sprint race on Saturday and gained pole position. How about you cheered to that, did you, Vicky?
I did. I mean, I'm not sure how I feel about sprint races yet because, you know, in some cases it's proved detrimental to some of my favourite drivers, mentoring no names, Sergio Perez. But yeah, I thought it was actually a much better sprint race this weekend, and I thought it did add a level of excitement. And yeah, good to see that Red Bull still had the pace up against Ferrari, but it was twitchy at moments. I do still think that the Ferraris, despite having a bit of a tragic race over the weekend, they still seem to have the faster car. But we're back to reliability.